The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Still lots of questions surrounding the death of Michael Brown, but it's left to a grand jury to decide. Missouri, now has gotten a little bit back to normal. Many of the people that ran down, drove down, whatever, to the town just outside of St. Louis have left. The National Guard has been called off, as they were there in the town since Monday, and things have calmed down. And, of course, now it's about the grand jury, which right now they're going through that process. Probably won't really know anything until maybe even mid-October. We've got a couple of different autopsies that are kind of showing different things, answers to what you look at forensically and witnesses testifying and whatnot. You have a prosecutor, McCullough, who some people didn't want to be there prosecuting this, but he goes on and he was not removed from that case. And there's still lots and lots of debate, but the clashes, the Molotov cocktails, the insanity of the looting that was happening night after night has, at least for now, pretty much disappeared. And it looks as though things are better in Ferguson, as the Attorney General, Eric Holder, makes his way around the town and has left as well, talking to Michael Brown's family and the people in the area, and more importantly, really investigating from a federal point of view, trying to find out whatever it is that the Department of Justice can find out about what happened in Ferguson and what happened to Michael Brown. In the meantime, as that is still part of the conversation, part of what's being examined, and the people in Ferguson saying, you know, we want to get back to our lives, you have something frightening happening coming out of the Middle East. What's happening with this ISIS group or Islamic State is wild. Ever since the beheading of James Foley was all posted all around the internet, you now have reaction to ISIS that has really exploded. And this is a group that, in trying to measure how deadly they are against Al-Qaeda, you have the Secretary of the Defense, Chuck Hagel, saying that there's no comparison, that they're worse because of the money that they've been able to raise, the weapons that they have, and the fact that there are so many recruiting tools, rather, that they also have at their fingertips. It's made a big difference. And you have Chuck Hagel saying that it's beyond a group. It's beyond that. It's beyond a terror group at this point. And we need to expand what we're doing against ISIS. And what will it take to beat them? Well, targeted approach, I think, surgically removing whatever they can remove, and they're already trying to do that. But when you see how young the group is and you see how many there are, boy, I'll tell you. And after seeing the execution of James Foley, it's going to be a lot tougher, I think, taking them on, even than Al-Qaeda. The State Department said that the Obama administration, or suggested it, I suppose, is preparing to do more against Islamic State in Syria and Iraq than deprive it of some of the things on a checklist of how they were holding down places like in Mosul, the dam. But the capture of Mosul in June, I think, was really concerning because of the threat to Baghdad. Baghdad is the key. If they get Baghdad, all bets are off. And trust me, they're pushing to get Baghdad. They're pushing to get it. And I believe the president is trying to also get help from some other groups, like the French and the Brits and some others, too. You know, that was one of the things with Al-Qaeda. What was it they could do to deprive Al-Qaeda? And what they did was specifically try to do whatever they could to smoke them out of their areas, so to speak. And ISIS now has a lot of territory because of the fact that they also have Syria, and they have large swaths of western and northern Iraq and northern Syria. So for hundreds and hundreds of miles along the Euphrates River, that it's big because they're thriving. And Al-Qaeda never had, I think, as much territory as this ISIS group has, and it's a very strange turn of events. Is now we're kind of dealing with the Assad regime to go up against ISIS, because they were using airstrikes against ISIS. And now it's strange because we have this benefit of whatever Assad's doing. We're doing the other stuff too as well, because they've got men and money and lots of munitions. And so what is it you do? And I think it's those targeted strikes is the one thing that can be done. But the problem is the more successful they are at raising money, at recruiting, the tougher it is to hold them down. And how much supplies they get and what they get in and around the oil refineries is also really, really big. And they've been able to do that. They've been able to have some pretty big gains. So I think the U.S. has to partner with whoever, some of the groups that they're partnering with, to try to knock it out. But I don't know that you can ever say that you've done that with this group. And the more players that go up against is the Islamic State, the better, frankly. A much better chance to be able to claim some victory and knock out some top leaders if more people are involved. All right, this is also some breaking news. 38 people were killed, 41 hurt, 2 tourist buses crashed in Egypt. So no word that it's something nefarious that happened there, just that the 2 buses that were south of Sinai were carrying passengers and flat-out tourists. They've got search and rescue teams that are trying to recover the people that were on the bus, the people that were part of this bus crash. And it's not looking good because of the way the two buses collided. But it was just south of Sinai, the 80 people. And so this was like a tour bus. And there were foreign tourists that were involved in the accident. But again, it doesn't look like there was anything untoward that happened here. It was just the two of the buses colliding. All right, hang with us because we have so much more to get to here on America Tonight. Remember, we're staying here at the top. You can always send me your thoughts 24/7, americatonight.net. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Iraq, obviously, and the situation with the Islamic State and what's happened with the freelance journalist Foley and whatnot. I mean, it's just unbelievable how this has exploded. Ivan Eland is in our virtual green room. He's senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. Hi, Ivan.
Hi, Kate. How's it going?
Good. You know, you and I have talked a lot, obviously, about the Middle East and especially Iraq, and you look at now what's going on and with the beheading of James Foley and the reaction to that and the crisis that they're going through. The president the other day condemning what happened and saying we can't do this alone. And you think of our commitment before to Iraq and now looking ahead as to what could happen and talking about more boots on the ground, which is what they're saying out of the Pentagon. Is this, number one, I'm asking this sort of outside of the piece we're going to discuss, but can the American people weather this? I mean, will they, because of now the barbaric things they're seeing, will they be on board if we send more people into Iraq?
Well, I kind of doubt it. You know, we've been through three wars, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya, and I think people are just tired of it. And in particular, I think the long wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have been the worst. That's the problem. When you do things like that, then something comes up that seems like it might be more important. You don't have the will to do it. Now, in this case, I think we have to temper that a bit because when it's a real, this group is horrible. There's no doubt about that. They're heinous, and they chopping people's heads off is a gruesome way to get a message across. And their message was, it was in retaliation for the U.S. strikes. You notice they didn't do that before, because, of course, what they're really into is kidnapping people for money. Well, if you kill the hostage, you don't get any money. So this was a, this they sacrificed actually a kidnap, booty there to get some, to make a political statement, because they would have gotten cash for this guy and probably a lot of cash because he's a, you know, prominent photojournalist. But what they were trying to make a point, and that is that, you know, the U.S. is now taking direct military action against ISIS, and this is in retaliation for that. Now, and if we go back even further, how did this group get so, powerful, and how did the group originate? Well, of course, the group originated in George Bush's invasion of Iraq, which created al-Qaeda in Iraq, which then morphed into this group. So, we sort of, the propensity is to intervene. You know, here we are back again with at least some troops on the ground and airstrikes, but what are we going to create another group that's even worse than this by doing that because people don't like the countries bombed or whatever? I mean, this group is not that much of a threat to the U.S. There may be some people coming back from these conflicts in Syria and Iraq, Americans, but that, the number is probably pretty low, and we should probably try to concentrate on not creating more terrorists. And if there are some people coming back, interdict them before they get back to and do something here.
Yeah. You talk about this in your piece, too, and a lot of people are looking at the president and withdrawing troops, and is this his fault, and laying it on him, a lot of different people. And you saw that Hillary Clinton got wrapped up into that with Syria. What's your take on the president taking the blame?
Well, I think he's partly to blame, but I think George Bush started all this going. And I think, you know, we have to – Americans don't pay much attention to history, and unfortunately. And I think we need to go back to, in this instance, back to 2003 when Bush took the unbelievably ill-advised course of invading Iraq without really knowing much about the culture and knowing much about how to – operate the country or whether the country was even viable. It's an artificial country. And I wrote a book in 2009 called Partitioning for Peace, an Exit Strategy for the U.S., in which I said that Iraq is going to be partitioned one way or another. Either the U.S. does it by negotiated settlement before it withdrew, you know, the bulk of its troops, or by war. And unfortunately, we're now at that second unfortunate scenario. And it's past the time where you can divide it peacefully, I think. But and we have, of course, in one of the three areas of Iraq, we have a group that has a really heinous ideology now. So I think we have to go back, probably blame George Bush. But I think, this idea that Obama is to blame for not leaving troops in Iraq longer, you know, the number of troops they were talking about was fairly small, and they'd probably be endangered rather than help. So I'm not sure we can blame Obama, since the American people wanted to get out of Iraq because they gave it a long time, from 2003 to 2011. That's 8 years, and the country wasn't tamed. And, of course, Afghanistan has even been longer than that. These countries, you can't impose cultural change on countries, even with military force. We should have learned that in the Reconstruction after the U.S. Civil War. We could do it for a while with troops, but after that, things go back to the way they normally are.
Yeah, so, and what you're saying is that whole ideology of, hey, if we go in, if we take military action, we're going to make it better, because that, you know, we're taking them under our wing, we're going to offer up democracy. And we've seen, especially in the Middle East, how that's just imploded, right?
Well, that view is kind of self-serving for us, because we like to think we're a positive a force for positive change. And certainly the United States can be a force for positive change in the world, but I'm not sure it has recently. Look, it's when it decided to invade and occupy Afghanistan, it destabilized both Pakistan and Afghanistan. When it went into Iraq, it not only destabilized Iraq, but the certainly the surrounding areas. Part of the Syrian problem is all the Iraqi or all the Iraqi guys from Al Qaeda in Iraq went to Syria and came back as ISIS, came back into Iraq. In Libya, we now have a tribal civil war. They've destabilized Mali and many, and there's a terrorist base in southern Libya with all of Gaddafi's weapons were let loose. So, you know, at the end, it goes on and on. I would argue in Yemen and Somalia, we've probably made things worse as well for the long term. So the thing is, I think we have to look at the track record, and I know that the inclination is to intervene again, but it seems like U.S. Intervention, that is non-Muslim intervention on Muslim soil, leads to more radicalized groups. And, you know, Israel and in the West Bank and Gaza is the same problem, non-Muslim forces occupying Muslim land. And that tends to incite even moderate Muslims, but certainly even the more radical Muslims of Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and you talk about this, the fact that some people don't realize that the leader of the Islamic State group and a couple of the other guys that are on the council, his military group, whatever, they were fighters. They were radicalized during their detention in U.S. camps during the occupation, right?
Right, exactly. So that's, you know, that's another factor in there as well.
Yeah, that adds to it. I think the fact that obviously they were caught up in our camps, and who knows what was happening during that time, but one can only imagine, and then look at what emerges. But just one last one, Ivan. Are we comparing apples to oranges or apples to apples if people look at Al-Qaeda and then look at Islamic State as to who's scarier and who's more powerful?
Well, I think this group is more scary and powerful because they hold land. They have oil facilities. They have lots of heavy weapons, et cetera. So it just gets worse and worse. But I think U.S. intervention is, you know, creating this problem.
Yeah. All right. Ivan Elin, Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. You can check out his stuff, of course, on Huffington Post. And this latest one, we're just talking about Iraq and intervention and blowback from further U.S. intervention in Iraq. You can click on that and read all of this stuff, but you certainly can see that one too as well. Ivan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here it is, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it in serious colorful mode. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Mixing in a couple of interesting things that have happened include this. I'll tell you what. You know, we've kind of also pushed this aside with so much rapid info that we're getting slammed with coming out of Ferguson and, frankly, coming out of the Middle East. But you remember, as we've had many heated conversations about the fate of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the Pentagon apparently broke the law when it swapped Bergdahl for the five Taliban leaders that were at Gitmo. The Government Accountability Office said the Defense Department didn't notify the relevant congressional committees at least 30 days in advance of the exchange. Well, we knew that. I mean, we knew that they were supposed to do that. That was immediately something that was discussed. But this now just becomes official. Official, rather. It's a violation of the law because they used $988,000 in a wartime account to make the transfer. And the Government Accountability Office says that the Pentagon also used the funds, their use of the funds that hadn't been appropriated, that violates the Anti-Deficiency Act. But here's the thing. Okay, so they make these announcements, which we, again, already knew about the violation, no 30 days and all of that. And then you've got Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying, yeah, it's the meaning of the law is clear and unambiguous. So you have 9 senators who say, absolutely, you can't do this. And what does it mean, though? It means nothing. It means that, okay, so, oops, bad, my bad. You know, that whole thing about it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. That's what happened with the administration. So there's nothing that's going to occur because of that as a result of that. Just that, you know, you were supposed to do that. Okay. So they've defended the swap and the decision to keep Congress in the dark, saying that it was his health and his safety and they had to hurry up and do that. And then you have, you know, Senator Susan Collins, who's part of the Intelligence Committee, saying it was disingenuous for the administration to suggest that notifying Congress might have compromised the transfer because dozens of the people in the administration knew well in advance, so they all knew. But I go back to the same thing. All right, this comes out, and you say, well, we knew that. Yeah, he was supposed to notify Congress. He didn't notify Congress. But nothing happens. The full House, by the way, is expected to consider the measure, though, in the fall, a few weeks before the midterm election. So this will be interesting. The part of it where we're talking about Gitmo and the repercussions of the negotiating with terrorists thing, that part and having the conversation before the midterms, why I bring it up, that's the piece, the tiny piece that is interesting to me. And by the way, just to throw this in, Bergdahl, we know, is doing administrative stuff at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio while that investigation goes on into how he was captured by the Taliban and what happened and all that sort of stuff. Earlier this week, Don Pardo, I think a guy that had incredible pipes, was incredibly talented, died. What's so interesting, I mean, he is iconic. His voice was iconic. His voice just, it stood out. And it spanned seven decades, which is incredible. So many famous places where his voice turned up. Dead at 96 this week. So he lived to the ripe old age of 96. Take a listen to this snippet of Don Pardo.
Jeopardy presents today's three contestants.
At one time, I was enamored, as I mentioned, with Frank Gallup. And the other one was, I thought, Don Ameche, when he did do a commercial. I love the quality of his voice. Don Ameche. His real name is Dominic Felix Ameche. A-M-I-C-I. But Don Ameche. But anyway, I thought I would try it. I'd be reading. And it would, I'm going, and now, Stella Dallas, you know, lowering my voice and all that. Finally, after a while, I began to think, what am I doing? You've got to have your own. Whether somebody mentioned it to me or somebody said, you have to have your own distinct quality of voice. So whether I don't think I did it mechanically or what, but on the basis of a la, you know, a trip to Rome when people were exaggerating, when they were imitating me, and they'd go on with that sort of a bit, elongate a word, Saturday Night Live, you know, things. It just came kind of natural, you know. And if you don't give it to them, they say, what's the matter? You're not doing your own thing. You know?
Yeah, that Saturday Night Live voice, he did that for so long. 38 seasons of Saturday Night Live. Nathan Reeder, I know that you recognize the dulcet tones, the fabulous pipes of Don Pardo. Amazing, and he still had those pipes up to 96.
Oh, wow. What a dude. What a dude of the industry.
What a dude. Yeah, that's what I say, too. And, you know, people wouldn't know his face, but the booming voice, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, you just heard there, Saturday Night Live, and it's funny how people try to imitate him. He talked about that. but that's a career in voiceover, and you just have that. To be good at that, you just have to have something that is so unique. He was NBC Nightly News, too, but his longest gig was the Saturday Night Live one. He did Price is Right. There was another show called Three on a Match, you know, back in the day when they had all those game shows, and he was the voice of that. I'm sure people listening across the United States, I mean, everybody, no matter if you're in your 20s or not, you've heard the Saturday Night Live voice, which you just heard there, but Jeopardy and so many of the others, Jackpot, amazing. I mean, he was iconic. That voice was iconic. Imagine being known for your voice. And he's in a rare group.
Didn't I hear you talking about it was him and only one other gentleman that had a lifetime contract with NBC?
Yeah. Just one other person.
Who is that?
Who is it? I'm not going to tell you. Who is the other person? That's a great trivia question, actually. Let's see if anybody out there can get it. 855-266-5283 without looking it up. There was one other person who had a lifetime contract. They knew it. They knew when they heard his voice, because he was so perfect on so many of their shows, that there was no way that they were going to ever replace him. As long as he could do it, they were going to keep him as the voice of all those things I mentioned. It's funny. I can remember this. I remember him appearing at the closing of Saturday Night Live when he turned 90. He was blowing out the candles of his 90th cake. I remember that. That was really big. And, of course, he's in the Television Hall of Fame. That's not a surprise that he is. He started pre-recording parts of his what he would voice over from his house in Arizona instead of having to perform live in New York. But he was one of a kind, you know, iconic. There's no question about it. And he had ended up, you know, in his personal life, he had 5 kids, and he, you know, he died in Arizona, but he grew up in Massachusetts, and of course spent the bulk of his life in New York City. And I'll tell you, one of the things people forget is he was on duty for WNBC television in New York and the NBC network on November 22nd, 1963. He was the first actually to announce to NBC viewers that President John F. Kennedy had been shot in Dallas.
I was almost going to play that clip too.
Oh, and you just forget, because I think you think so much of the one thing that you forget that he had done all these other things. And this is just kind of a little trivia thing that I think some of you will find interesting. He was the fourth voice heard on the show's premiere episode of Saturday Night Live in 1975. So there was like this cold open, and then he was the announcer, you know, and then he, you know, that was it. He was the cold open guy, and it was, he kept doing it. And they just knew it, and that was it. So he would be there, he would make the announcement, and then he'd be there live, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to have that kind of a gift and have it, you know, people realize it and pull it out. And he was also, he did some other things for NBC. He did the Thanksgiving Day parade for a long, long time until the late 90s. He would always be somebody that would be out there covering that. So he got to do other things. And while a lot of people wouldn't remember his face, like I said, you would remember his voice, he still got some TV time where he, you know, you did see him. And the Macy's Parade was an example of that. So losing an icon this week, Don Pardo, dead at the age of, ripe old age of 96. Stay with us.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When we take you to the movies. Have you been to the movies lately? Are you dying to find a good movie to go to that it's worth spending a couple dollars on to see in the big screen? Well, there are a couple of interesting ones out this time around. Some are a big fan of this, I'm going to call it genre because it's in a unique category. I saw the first one and I was, to tell you the truth, I was kind of in the middle on it, but I know a lot of people that really liked it. Here we go with Sin City.
Sin City's where you go in with your eyes open. Or you don't come out at all. How did I get here? What have I done?
You're the only man I ever loved.
Death is just like life in Sin City. It always wins.
You never thought we could stand a chance against the most powerful man in the state. Maybe I'll go crazy. Crazy sounding pretty good right now.
Well, Senator,
you got any idea what you're up against?
You're up against a Rourke.
I'm ready for your worst.
Boy, you don't even want to dream about my worst.
You just want to kill me now.
Ava. She betrayed me.
Kill him.
We're and profit.
You've made me a very rich woman.
You cannot defeat us. This time they crossed the fatal line. Needs your help. Needs going up against a lot of guns.
I'm gonna kill Rourke.
Kill me in.
Power is a fragile thing. I need them to know the price of defiance. Now, who wants to play?
Looks like trouble.
Looks like Christmas.
You're starting a gang war in a game for professionals. Never lose control. Never let the monster out.
All right, so you have Eva Green in this movie. She was a Bond girl, if you remember. Maybe you don't. You've got James Brolin in it. You've got Mickey Rourke, rather, and Jessica Alba, and sort of the who's who of young Hollywood starlets and the old guard. Sin City is this, you know, kind of hard-boiled city, and the way it's done visually, it's graphic. It's like a graphic novel. And this one is Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. And this movie is a couple of hours. So if you decide you want to see it on the big screen, get ready to spend some time at the movies. It's 2 hours. 2 hours for Sin City. And it's R-rated. We move from Sin City to the feel-good story of a true story. A movie made of a true story, and I'll tell you about it in a second. It's called When the Game Stands Still.
If there's anything anyone wants to say, now's your shot.
We will never experience anything like this again in our lives.
My grandfather waits for me to get back from practice just so I can tell him how we're doing.
I'll tell you guys, we always say to finish strong, right?
De La Salle Speak and Tradition continue.
Our year.
12 years, 151 games in a row. But we were never just about winning. We were built on families.
Doing it, coach. Get my baby out of Richmond.
And our town coming together.
The longest winning streak in sports history is now over.
But losing the streak tested us all.
Let some punk pull you down at the 2-yard line.
Dad, please.
Don't let a game define who you are. Let the way you live your lives do that.
It's just a high school football game.
Ever since day one, we've been doing what's best for us. You and me getting out of here together.
You heard from me?
People always ask me what it's like to never lose. Today I am lost.
All the things I thought, I don't know if I'm still doing much good here.
I just want you happy and healthy.
Danny! Call 911!
I got caught up in everything and let it nearly kill me.
Coach, I'm alone.
Family isn't just blood relatives. You've got me and 60 brothers.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Coach told us, face your fears.
Meet Buster Matthews, 330 pounds of pure aggression, and you're going to face him the whole game.
We got lost, caught up in the hype, the glory, and the relentless pressure. That's not who we are. We need to stand back up and find our way again.
You've got to decide what you want to be.
The only way I'm going out of this game is on a stretcher.
You know why they call me Buster?
Because you're stupid enough to let them. Brothers for life.
No matter where we go or what we achieve, nothing's ever going to come close to what we have right here, right now.
When the game stands tall.
So you can pretty much hear it there. 151 games. It was De La Salle High School that it was De La Salle High School that was able to do that. The Spartans, absolutely amazing. And then what happens when it collapses? And it's about the coach and his family and the kids and all that sort of stuff. It's a 1 hour 55 minutes. PG. Michael Chiklis stars in this. Laura Dern. Jim Caviezel is also one of the big stars in it. He's actually the coach. This would be kind of a cool movie. I mean, I like sports, but I like the... And maybe it's cheesy. My brother hates those kind of biopics, but I like them. I like it. Hey, they went on the streak. It's like a small town. What's that like for them? Blah, blah, blah. I think it's cool. I probably would see it. If I went to a matinee, that's probably what I'd do. I'd probably catch a matinee in the next week or two. And maybe I will, and then I'll give you my honest-to-goodness review of what it was like on the big screen. People are talking about turtles, especially if they have kids or grandkids. Here's the latest installment of Mutant Turtles.
Surveillance is showing heavy Foot Clan activity.
We're taking hostages.
Let's rock and roll.
City. That's what I'm talking about.
Like shadows in the night,
yeah.
Completely unseen.
Who's that?
Give me the camera.
Oh, look, he's doing his Batman voice.
Back off, Rat.
Do not say a word about this to anyone. If you do, we will find you.
Yeah, we'll find you.
I'm sorry, that came across super creepy, okay? Just, we will find you, though.
My sons, I have trained you your whole lives to protect the city above. But I fear you are not ready for its greatest threat.
We're taking your armor to the next level.
Shredder.
You must stop Shredder. Together, you are stronger than he can ever be. Let's go save my brothers.
Neil's in trouble! Come on!
Poor Turtles. One's fighting a robot samurai.
Why not?
So they're aliens.
No, that's stupid. They're turtles.
Is there anything else we should know about them?
They're ninjas.
All right, PG-13, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you go see it, give me a review. Send it to me, americatonight.net.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.